Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality of care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. Michigan State Police troopers, in collaboration with Kroger, are distributing 200 Thanksgiving dinner kits to families in central and southeast Michigan during the holiday week. Each meal package contains a turkey and traditional sides, serving up to six people, and recipients were selected by MSP community service troopers in partnership with local schools and organizations. The annual initiative aims to support local families in need and foster community connection with participating posts in Lansing, Jackson, Monroe, Brighton, Metro North, Metro South, Flint, Lapeer, and Tri-City. The Michigan State Board of Education has adopted updated health and sex education standards that call for teaching middle school students about gender identity, gender expression, and sexual orientation. The 6-2 decision drew strong opposition from United States parents involved in education, whose Michigan leader, Melanie Curtis, argues the changes amount to ideological indoctrination, stigmatize students who opt out, and expand school-based mental health programs in ways she says pressure families on issues such as transgender identification. USPIE is using the Michigan decision to bolster its national campaign, urging parents to pull children from government-run schools, promoted through the recent report on Unredeemable Public Education, a documentary on systemic problems in schooling, and its weekly podcast, Unmasking Government Schools, with Sherry Few. The Michigan's Gun Violence Prevention Task Force has released a comprehensive report proposing new measures to reduce firearm-related deaths and injuries statewide, just days ahead of the Oxford school shooting anniversary. Recommendations include implementing waiting periods and universal background checks for gun purchases, raising the minimum purchase age to 21, closing loopholes in concealed pistol licensing, and banning ghost guns and assault weapons. The report also calls for improved school safety protocols, expanded community violence intervention programs, and stronger safe storage and red flag law policies. Task force members, ranging from medical experts to law enforcement and tribal representatives, highlight the urgent need for action, noting firearms are now the leading cause of death among Michigan's children and teens. Governor Whitmer and Lieutenant Governor Gilchrist praised recent progress, such as new red flag laws and storage requirements, and said the recommendations will build on efforts to protect Michiganders at home, work, and school. The report urges creation of firearm safety policy implementation team to oversee these proposals. When we come back after this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
This is Tina Chambers, administrator at Courtney Manor. If you're looking for a place where your loved one will feel truly cared for, look no further. At Courtney Manor in Bad Axe, we offer a warm, comforting environment where both long-term care and short-term rehabilitation are provided with kindness and compassion. We understand that it's hard to make these decisions, and we want you to feel at peace knowing your loved one is in the best hands. We have been serving the families of Huron County for years, and we're proud to be a part of your journey, offering personalized care in a place that feels like home. We provide more than just care. We provide comfort, dignity, and a safe space where every resident is treated like family. From our professional staff to our home-like living environments, we're all about you. We're committed to making sure that you can rest easy, knowing your loved one is surrounded by compassion, and caregivers who treat them like their own. At Courtney Manor, you'll find the peace of mind you deserve. Call us today at 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how we can help. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at our national news, the U.S. government's legal battle with Google highlights growing concerns over the regulation of targeted online advertising practices and potential monopolistic behaviors. Policymakers and industrial leaders are debating frameworks that would address privacy, competition, and user choice, with the future of digital advertising hanging in the balance. And in our international news, Egypt's foreign minister reiterated Cairo's position on supporting any Arab country facing Israeli threats, insisting that regional escalation must be avoided to maintain peace and prevent wider conflict. Egyptian authorities are also mediating ceasefire talks and humanitarian arrangements in connection with ongoing violence in Gaza. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors.